With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
Hello.
Billy P, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing all right. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, well, let me just turn the kettle off.
Turn the kettle off? Chill out, kettle.
It's got a mind of its own.
So, put me in the scene of your life now, day to day, in lockdown. Has it changed drastically?
Man, you're gonna hate me. My life hasn't changed at all. I mean,
I had a sneaking suspicion that your day-to-day routine wouldn't have been tweaked all that much. Are you still doing your lessons?
Like some people have quit because their situation and whatever. But yeah, I realized too late in the game. I kind of designed my life to either be ready for this,
or to just
be like this.
You've been in lockdown for like 5 years, right?
there are stages of grief. So the first week I was super mad. I was trying to save the world and sorry, my dog is yelling at the neighbor.
No worries.
Trying to save everybody that wouldn't listen to me here in the South. Cause I was lucky enough to have some international friends such as yourself that were like seeing it before we were.
Yeah.
Or at least being told the truth about it. And then week two, I was like kind of starting to accept it, getting sad. But it's 3 weeks in now, and I realized that my life is kind of the same. It's super scary still. But some of the people that I get to work with are younger. And so I'm trying to just reframe like, you know, for example, I check in with somebody, say we're doing a lesson. And, you know, instead of like talking about how bad it is, like just thinking about, yeah, we've got this extra time and we can do whatever we want. And I think we've all been so busy, way more busy than we should have been in life anyways, that if you never had a chance to look at yourself in the mirror and figure out who you are or what you actually like doing, now is your chance.
Yeah, it's definitely that time to get to know yourself. Take a long, hard look. I think a lot of people spend their lives running away from who they are for whatever reason, or they keep themselves distracted. And obviously now we're in a position where you can't really run anywhere. You're trapped. And as you say, you have to take that look in the mirror. And I think it's ultimately a positive thing for most of us. I can imagine some people are probably trapped in maybe difficult home situations, and that must be really tough, like, you know, that inability to escape.
Right.
But I think for the large part, especially the people that I've been talking to, they seem to be really enjoying that time to bond with their family members or their partners. I wish I was just in a house share, to be honest, Billy. I wish I was in like a big house share with loads of people, and so you had like a little gang and you could all do activities and things and be there for each other. And it's been tricky, and I don't do well on my own. I'm not great. So that's kind of the reason why I've been doing these every day. As much to hustle a bit of money on my Patreon page. And thank you, by the way, for joining the gang and supporting. I really appreciate that. But yeah, it's been a weird one for me. I don't mind the day-to-day too much. I tend to spend most of my days at home alone anyway. You know, chasing interviews and editing interviews and all that sort of stuff. But it's the nighttime that I'm getting my withdrawals. Like, that's when I like to get out, socialize, go to the pub, go to gigs. And obviously I could be in a lot worse a position. I'm just saying that my social life has suffered, but it's
a real thing. So we started this movie crew I guess it's 3 weeks ago.
I've seen.
It started with my drummer and I, whenever, you know, the week would get to the end or, you know, needed to blow off some steam, we would just watch some movie, and a lot of them I had seen and I was either showing him or just movies that we love and are always going to be awesome or stupidly awesome. And so I guess it was Sunday night, I was like, hey, do you want to watch a movie together? Like, I know you can't leave your house and it's not safe, but let's just press play at the same time. And I started trying to rope people into it. So I mean, it is like, it saved my nights because I look forward to it.
Yeah,
it's something to do. And it's, I know it's not hanging out, but it's like, you know, it's like the same seven or so people all beaking off about whatever, you know, some of the movies are funny, some of them are sad. And it's just like, it's something to look forward to.
No, I
like,
hear
if, you. If you can find one person, you know, it's just anything we can do right now is everything.
I like that. Let's break for a song. You've chosen five songs to soundtrack these crazy times. The first of which I thought was Alec Baldwin when I was reading the list. I was like, Alec Baldwin, he's done songs. This is a guy called Adam Baldwin. I know nothing about him, so maybe you could tell me a bit, and then we will play Burning Man.
Yeah, this poor guy that has a name that's so similar to some other people. So you asked me this question, and the first place my mind went to was, okay, you can only listen to one song.
Right.
In the movie club, we just watched Seeking a Friend for the End of the World, and the whole movie is based on, there's a, you know, something sailing towards the earth and it might be the end. So I was like, all right, it's coming, what are you going to listen to? And I just was going one song at a time, and then I realized that all the songs are records that I have like burned to death, just played over and over and over again. I don't know if you know, there's one or two songs that you've just listened to a million times. So this guy is from Canada, he plays in Matt Maze's band and he does his own thing, and this song just, this whole playlist is just devastating.
They are.
This is not the, you know, remembering the good times playlist. This is like, it's ending. This is it. You know, let's just sit and listen to these five songs while we go up, down in flames.
Fast with you around, I wish I did not love you past the prairies flat and barren town. So I wrote your name across my arm, and in the dark I could hate you more, but every night it fades away as if to take me back before, 'cause I don't have any money for your late night call. I don't have any answers, but I know that you got them all. So Daisy, won't you pick it up? I'm on the dark side of the phone. The toughest pill I swallow is you don't love me anymore. You don't love me anymore. All this discontent, my face lamenting,
mess. Please just go and disappear away from here. That's all I'll ask, 'cause I don't have any money for your late night call. I don't have any answers, but I know you got them all. So Daisy, won't you pick it up? I'm on the dark side of the phone. The toughest pill I swallow is you don't love me anymore. You don't love me anymore. Your love is like a bullet, it's cold and solid and without a thought. I don't have any money for your late night call. I don't have any answers, but I know that you got them all. So Daisy, won't you pick it up? I'm on the dark side of the phone. And you and I, we were better, but you don't love me anymore. You don't love me anymore.
I wanted to talk to you about this, Billy. What I've noticed from like the way you've been sort of processing what's been happening and the stuff you've been putting out, I've noticed that you, although you kind of, we joked earlier on that you've been sort of quarantining for a while now and you've, you've become a kind of a more private person in recent years. But what I noticed is you're obviously still very engaged and connected with the world and you clearly care a lot about, you know, humanity and people, not even just people, you know, like I've noticed that you seem to be feeling it and being affected by it and wanting to share information and try and make sure that people are taking care of themselves and each other. And that was really, it was really nice for me to see. I was like, oh, wow, Billie's like, she's got the spirit, you know? Does that make sense?
Man, that's all we ever had. That's all we got. I mean, like, I've always had all the feelings. So in a way, I've been training for this.
Yeah.
Like, as anybody that hasn't been through, you know, something, and none of us have been through anything like this.
Yeah, this is new.
But I feel like I've been training for this moment. So anybody that's going through something for the first time, like these younger people, you know, I'm not saying that I know what it's going to be like or that I'm even on the other side of it. But yeah, that's all I feel like I can do right now is be there. And that's all any of us can do is try to be there for each other. So, and it's not like it, you know, I haven't like thought any of this out. I just was like, let's watch a movie together. Who needs money? Like, let's raise it. it's not as calculated as, you know, one might think. It's just every day I wake up and I'm like, okay, what can we do here? Pizza Fox. It's my dog's name.
It sure is. Well, also as well, I know you've been keeping up to date with the grim reality of it all as well. And the fact, what have you been learning over the last couple of weeks? What trends have you noticed? And maybe you could enlighten us, because I know you've been keeping really up to date with it. Like, I dip in and out. I try and keep as informed as I can on the whole. But I also, because I'm so busy, actually, I'm actually staying really busy. I'm trying to just kind of, you know, dip in and out of that. But I know you've kind of been, you've been pretty entrenched in it, right? Since it's been...
Well, I know it's not my responsibility to be the town crier. But the country that I live in, unfortunately, I'm from Canada and I now live in Alabama. And we do not get the truth. We were not told what to do or what was really happening. So I started, when I had some travel booked, to do this really cool project with Alabama Public Television I was so excited for. And right before I was about to leave, it was like, hey, are you going to go? And it hit me. So, you know, how I kind of spinballed into this and looking at it and sharing it is I felt like I had the luxury of just being one of the first people that was forced to take it seriously because I was going to get on a plane. And when somebody else said, yeah, I'm not getting on that plane because we might get stuck there, or we might be in a quarantine situation, or, you know, yeah, maybe you won't get it or I won't get it, but who knows where those people on the plane are coming from, and what if we bring it home? I mean, nobody knew anything. And this is like a month ago, almost to the day now. So a month ago I was like, is this real? And I had to go find international news sources. So a lot of the way we stay connected with people is like Facebook and stuff like that. And I'm just seeing all the people in my town. They don't know any better. And so rather than be like, you know, you're stupid, you don't know. It's not their fault. It's nobody's fault. I didn't know any better. Nobody told me. Like, there's really been no adult in the room. So yeah, I really have been trying to pay attention because it changes so fast. It's changed every single hour that goes by. We learn more about what the reality of the situation is. And then, oh, just kidding. Okay. It's not that, or we were wrong. Or so this, you know, in America, there's this, you know, fake news is the catchphrase, and people throw it around, but it's real and not like people think. So, yeah, yeah. I mean, I care. I mean, if something is really happening in Italy or in the UK and I have people that are affected by it, I just feel like the least I can do is tell the people over here that, hey, maybe what you're reading or what you heard your president tell you, it's not true. It is a big deal, and you need to take it seriously. It's not going to blow over. But now we all know that.
Yeah, it's definitely not going to blow over. I don't think the world's going to return to the way it was ever again as well, which isn't necessarily a bad thing. There's obviously a lot of, I mean, I had a message today from a good friend of mine whose dad passed away last night from the virus.
My God.
And she was in hospital with him in like the full kind of, you know, ET style protective overalls. And she was like holding his hand and watched him die whilst holding his hand in these overalls. And then she had to walk through the whole hospital, hundreds of beds everywhere, everybody on ventilators. And she said it was like something out of a grim science fiction nightmare. So that's the reality of it. So it's bleak, but I don't know. I mean, do you remain hopeful that we're going to get through it?
Dude, we have no other choice. And I think we're so trained as human beings to think positive and, oh, we'll get through this. Like, yeah, obviously think that and hope for the best. But and I'm not saying be like doomsday grim reaper around it, but we can't know until it's over what it's going to be like. And that's what's so hard about it, is that it's gone on for so long and every day changes so much that we don't know what it's going to be like. So that's what's so scary about it, is it could be months, it could be years, it could end today. But when you're in it, I think like, oh, let's just hope for the best. And let's just like, no, we should have been taking this seriously from day one, first of all.
Yeah.
You know, if there had been an adult in the room and somebody had told us the right things to do, I don't think it would be that bad. But no doomsday movie could have predicted that scene of your friend walking through that.
No.
I mean, I can't think. And we've been going through them on the movie crew. And the similarities, you know, the parallels are there, but you just, none of us could have imagined this. And that's what's so tough about it. So yeah, you know, we'll be okay. Is humanity going to get wiped out? I don't know. Probably not. We'll probably be okay. But, you know, how crazy is it? We got to live through this thing that changed everything forever.
Yeah.
And we can't even know how much it's going to change things. I mean, years from now, they'll talk about this and the ripple effect that it had on everybody's life.
Yeah, I mean, inside my heart, I do remain quietly optimistic for the future if we can make it through physically. I feel like spiritually and economically and environmentally, it's going to have some really positive long-term effects, I hope. Let's break for your second song, Billy, then we'll come back and we'll talk some more. We've got a bit of Beck next, The Golden Age.
So this is another record that I've played to death, and I made it my alarm clock song because it's a song that I will never get sick of. Sonically, it's perfect. The bass and the drum sounds are like optimal in my opinion. And yeah, I could hear it over and over and over again. So if this was one of the two last songs I would ever hear, I would be okay with that.
Oh,
Kind of working it in reverse order, aren't you? I like it. You're starting at one and then building your way up to five.
Well, that's I don't know how much time I got.
That's a unique approach. I enjoy that. Have you heard the new Cage the Elephant album, by the way?
Not yet, no.
You should check it out. It's got a lot of David Beck around this kind of time period about it, a little bit of David Byrne as well. Did I just say David Beck? David Beckham. It's got a lot of Beck and David Byrne about it, and yeah, if you're into Beck of this period and Talking Heads and stuff like that, I think you'll enjoy it. It's a cool record. I can't remember off the top of my head what it's called, but it's basically just the newest one.
Sweet.
What have you been listening to? Have you been listening to a lot of music? Have you been playing a lot of music? Have you been writing a lot of music? Like, what kind of a role has music had in the last few weeks in isolation? No, quarantine?
Not at all. I'm too sad, man. I can't listen to anything. I mean, listen to my playlist. Like,
yeah, I feel you.
I had the luxury of so last week was spring break here, so I just tried to be outside for like 8 hours a day. I treated it like it was my job, and then every once in a while, like, I would get an idea. So I guess in the last couple of weeks, I've got two new songs, two demos up on Patreon, and both of them were like, I would come in here, sit down, write a couple words, and then just like cry about it, and I would just have to leave and go out and do something else, because, like, you know, one of them, I found out my friend, he's a radiographer, same thing, he's, you know, self-isolating until it gets bad, and, you know, hopefully he just recovers on his own. But it was, but, you know, that feeling of I might never see you again, like, you might live and everybody's fine, but what if we can't even travel for years? I mean, that's a possibility if they're trying to control this thing. And who knows? Like, just who knows? So, yeah, every time I try to go and do it, it's a lot. It takes one or two days of trips in and out of the house to just, like, finish a thought right now.
I'm very much of the school of thought, like, when crisis and tough times hit, I like to try and almost have a militant approach to it and almost plan for the worst, because then you're prepared and then everything else is a nice surprise. And I've kind of been like that since this thing broke out. Like, initially I didn't truly understand the severity of it, and we were in Edinburgh in Scotland, me, my mum, dad and sister, for my birthday early March, so, you know, around about a month ago now. And Edinburgh was full of French people who were in the country for the rugby, and there was just foreigners, you know, from all nations there to watch the rugby, and it was like a carnival feeling almost. And you know, then within, I think it was 5 days, everything was on lockdown, and Scotland is seemingly okay, like the cases up there have been pretty minimum in comparison to England. But it's wild how quickly it all changed, and as soon as it did, I was like, right, I'm gonna make sure I only go shopping once a week and I get enough food for that week. And I basically avoid everyone and just lock it down. Like, even before lockdown was officially introduced here, I was like, I'm locking it down, because you can't be too careful in times like this. And yeah, I just feel like you mentioned there, we might not be able to travel for years. I hope that's not the case, but the fact that people are already rescheduling shows for like September time, I think is a little bit optimistic. I can't really see tours and gigs of any sort of scale happening, maybe even till the new year, you know?
We're not doctors, but think about it. Like it's not even over yet. So, yeah. And you said it, and it's interesting, like, you know, 'cause we both have been through some stuff.
Yeah.
So as soon as it's like global pandemic, both of us are all right, lockdown. Like,
yeah.
When my flight got canceled, I was like, okay, yo, supplies. I'm not going to be one of those people that's going out in the last possible minute. But how lucky was I that I've been through enough stuff that like a global pandemic happens and I'm just like, sweet, getting ready. Let's do this. Like, I feel like I was 2 weeks ahead of the toilet paper crisis because I believed the intel and had been through enough stuff to be like, let's get ready for this. So same. So, but a lot of the younger people, they've never been through anything, especially anything like this. So it's like, we've had the luxury of, okay, we did everything we could. We got ready, and that's all you can do.
Yeah, and I feel like hard times train you for it, doesn't it? Emotionally and spiritually, you're like, you know, I've been down on my luck before, and this is just that, and hopefully things will improve again. But for now, we've just got to ride this and knuckle down and get through it and do what we can to get by. Like, what else have you been up to? How's the garden looking? In fact, let's break for another song, then we'll come back and we'll talk about your garden.
Love it.
Another like proper 90s slacker jam, Nada Surf. You know the song that by these guys, the big one, Popular? I think that's the only song I've heard from them ever. You picking this has inspired me to go down the rabbit hole and check out some more. You know, it just happens, doesn't it? There's so many bands and artists out there, and there's so many bands that I've heard one song by and love, but for whatever reason have just never bothered to discover or explore anything else. And this is definitely one of those bands, and I'm going to have to rectify that immediately. You've gone with a song called The Blankest Year. Is that just because so far 2020 feels like that?
So this band is incredibly prolific, and they're another band that everything they do, even like what's considered their worst record, I love everything that they've ever done. So this whole album, The Weight Is a Gift, is another one that we'd be on the road and the band would say, Billy, please, any other record, just please put on a different album. Like, we can't listen to this one more time. This song is kind of unlike the rest of the tracks on that album, but one of the first lines is, F it, I'm going to have a party. It's like, sometimes all you can do is throw your hands up in the air. And I remember when like the van would break down or something would happen, I would put on this song, and the first line would just make us all crack up and be like, all right, what are we going to do? Let's have a party.
I hear you. You know, for the first time in my life, I've been living for the weekend since lockdown. That's my new routine. That's how I roll with it. So during the week, I just stay pretty much 100% sober, work really hard, get loads of radio shows and interviews recorded and done, get loads of Patreon stuff out. We'll talk about your Patreon page in a bit as well. And, you know, just keep busy and occupied and productive and creative. And then when it gets to the weekend, I just cut loose and get wasted and dial.
That's awesome. And that's like how normal people are, you know, supposed to live, I feel like, right? Do all the things that you want to do. We spend so much time doing stuff that we hate to make money. Then we get home and it's like we don't have any energy to do the thing that we love. And I feel like when this is all over, so many people are going to look back and be like, man, I kind of miss that. Because nobody knows how great it is. Like, when you get over, you don't have to go to school and whatever, and you miss your friends or whatever. All you're left with is yourself and whatever you want to do. And, like, that's not so bad when you live with that for a second.
Yeah, the only...
In our opinion, right?
I'm with you. The only concern I have, beyond the obvious health issues and the impact of the death on people I know and... You know, that's obviously all obviously horrible. But the only issue and struggle I really have with this situation is the financial side, is just about how can I scrape by? Like, can I find a way? As long as I can do that, I'm fine.
Yeah. And so many people are going to be so much more worse off than others and might, you know, never recover. I mean, the whole, the global impact is insane when you start to think about how many people are not working right now.
But every single industry, every single industry, you know, whether it's cars, whether it's chocolate, whatever it is. Well, maybe not chocolate. I imagine chocolate sales have gone through the roof.
Shopify's doing okay, but like shipping is now a problem. Like, how do you get it to places? So, yeah, man.
It's wild.
The whole positive negative battle. It's like, you know, it doesn't matter what we think about it. It's happening. And this is all we can do because we're all trapped in our little bunkers.
Well, also, you know, people like me and you are no strangers to a bit of struggle and a bit of hustle and a bit of like, well, money's going to be tight for a while. You know, that's nothing new again.
Yeah, like if you haven't been poor yet, like it's time. Sorry.
Tell me about your garden. You've been living off the fat of the land. You figured that's time to develop and cultivate the vegetable garden. It looks amazing. It looks massive as well. It looks like you've got loads of stuff growing.
I'm not going to say I knew this was going to happen, but I always have this feeling like just in case, and I enjoy it. So, you know, now that we're in this situation and I won't have to run to the store as much. It started with, I think, tomatoes and peppers years ago. And I was like, man, stuff grows like crazy around here. Why doesn't everybody do this? Get all this free food, tastes way better than the grocery store. And since then it's, let's see, tomatoes, red peppers, green peppers, I'm just going down the line here, strawberries, blueberries, spinach, lettuce, radish. What else we got here? Beets, got some herbs,
killing it.
Yeah, some cucumbers, some zucchini, some squash. So yeah, the idea is I would get like 40 tomatoes a week, and I would like boil them down into chili or sauce or stew or something. And then yeah, it's a nice pastime.
Yeah, I mean, there's something really profound about, I find anyway, even just cooking with vegetables, let alone growing them. But I love just the feel, the texture, the colours when you chop them all up and put them in a pan together. And when you get them actually yourself out of the dirt from your own garden, there's something, I think, that connects you to the essence of creativity and life right there without being too hippy-dippy about it. Like, that is the very nature of existence and life, right? From the soil, it grows, it nourishes our bodies, we carry on living. It's epic.
But it's hard to do in the city. Like, I lived in a house, and then I moved back to my hometown of Vancouver and lived in an apartment for a year. And you know, I don't know what I would do if I could, if I was stuck in an apartment. Like, that's a kind of a different life right now, you know? So I'm acutely aware of that. I'm kind of a jerk that I even get to go and walk around the backyard, because not everybody, you know, the trade-off is I live like a country and a half away from my family right now, but.
And you struggled to get to where you are, and it hasn't been an easy ride, and you've had to, you know, ride out a lot of the low on your own, and you know, you should have the chickens come home to roost for you. You deserve it.
Free food.
Tell us about your Patreon page, Billy. Everybody who's listening to this is a patron of my podcast, so everybody who's listening right now is, you know, the kind of people that are invested in what people like me and you do, and thanks to them, I got to pay rent this month, and hopefully will again next month, so they've been amazing for me. What sort of stuff do you offer and do on your Patreon page? Tell us about some of the stuff which you've got up there and some of the tiers and all of that.
So 2 years ago this month, a friend of mine was like, you should do this. It's, you can kind of do like what you've done in the Pledge Music stuff in the past. And I was pretty hesitant because I just thought, well, who's going to want to do this? And it started with, I guess, like demos and things. It's sometimes I just get up and write. It's not a song, like, I guess, kind of opinion based, news based stuff. The wonderful thing about it for me is that it hasn't put a limit on, like, I'm just making an album every year or so, and I'm just putting up music. It's art, it's demos, it's collaborations, sometimes it's just words. So yeah, it kind of like makes, when I don't feel like doing anything for a couple weeks creatively, it makes me wake up and go, all right, well, you've got a responsibility to these people that are, you know, so.
Yeah, I get that.
Kind. Yeah, it's the fact that they're there and they're still there, man, that's probably going to be my only source of income in about 10 minutes here. Like,
it's my only current source of income. Yeah.
And I am petrified that they're going to leave. So I'm always like, oh, I'm not doing enough. I've got like January. I tried to write a song. I was trying to write a song every day, but then I realized, I did this 31 covers in 31 days project in the past, but I didn't have like a day job. I was just like a musician then. So I had the luxury of all this free time. Well, this year I've got some people that I coach, online, and I had some studio stuff. So I wrote a new song about every 2 days. So it was like, wow. 15 songs in a month, which is like, you know, that's more productive than I've been in a long time. I just wanted to see if I could do it. So yeah, it's a challenge to make these people like want to stay. and I'm up for it, and I love it.
It's cool as well, because you touched on a nerve there. You get to be completely free. You know, you're a songwriter, but you're also great at painting and you enjoy writing. So having a Patreon page allows you to do all of those things. And it's the same thing with me. Is like, yeah, I host a podcast, but I also DJ. So I get to put up mixes on there. And then I share written articles as well. And so you actually get to exercise, you know, different strands of your creative bow to people that, you know, are going to support you and believe in what you do and are going to enjoy it. And it's a really cool place to exist online. I feel like everybody who does something creative, whether it's graphic design or songwriting or DJing, whatever it is, I feel like everybody should have one, and it really allows you to hone and develop your crafts and find and engage with your audience as well, doesn't it? Like, the fact that I've got an audience is mad. Like, I know people have always listened to the shows that I do because I'm on like a radio station, but when you're out on your own and it's just you, you know, as you've probably found when you're not on labels and things like that, the fact that people still want to follow you and support you and tune in is very humbling and inspiring, isn't it?
Right. And it's like, it's a place for every kind of supporter. So like the casual fan that just wants maybe the album first, or, you know, the mixtape, you know, they can pay a buck. And then the person that wants like instructional videos about how to, you know, play guitar, singing 101, you know, they can pay a little bit extra because they want all the content, or they want, you know, kind of that aspect of it. So yeah, it's changed my life for sure.
Me too. Well, without it right now, I would be, you know, I don't know how I'd be getting there, but I'd be on my way back to my mum's house with my tail between my legs and and all my possessions.
I'm so scared. Like,
dragging along
since
behind
this
me.
Happened, a couple people have unsubscribed, and I'm like, no, this can't be the end. Like, please.
It's tough times for everyone, isn't it? Yeah.
And so I'm terrified because when you've been as poor as we've been, like, you just would do anything to not go back. So yeah. I've been working as hard as I can for years.
Oh, I've gone into overdrive.
I don't continue to do that either way.
Yeah, I've gone into absolute overdrive. I've been doing a radio show every single day with a different guest every day. I'm just like putting them out, trying to get as many new like people to sign up as well as possible. If people want to sign up to yours, what is the address? Is it just patreon.com/Billy Pettinger?
Yeah.
Lovely. I'll put a link to that in the description of this show on my page as well. So hopefully people can go check it out and maybe show you some love as well. Let's break for another song. And then we'll come back and we'll say our goodbyes. Beach Bunny, never heard of this band. Very Slacker vibes again. I love the cover to this record. It's like real like pink, multicolored, psychedelic, sunshine vibes. Made me kind of hungry and thirsty for the summer. But then again, if summer's, you know, on the horizon and this is still happening and we've got to stay indoors all summer, then that's going to be a bum out. But this song's called February. Tell us about this one.
So this band was brought to me by one of the kids that I coach. They brought in this really indie, lo-fi kind of a demo, and I just went, man, who is this band? And since then, they've kind of like exploded. They probably got a deal, and now their album sounds all, you know, produced and wonderful. But still, you can hear that the songs are, they have that thing where it's like you said, like lo-fi indie beach vibes. Best Coast is another band that I almost put on this that they kind of remind me of. But there's that one minor chord that every time it gets to that one sad chord, like, it's just so devastating. And I thought this would be a good song because it says everything is better than February. And February wasn't that far away. And things for us, you know, changed in March. But for a lot of the world, it started in February. Unbeknownst to us. So yeah, Beach Bunny.
Strawberry ice cream, a sunless day. You melt away through the cracks in my fingers. I know that sunburn goes away. The broken words I last heard still linger.
Will you leave me again?
day's better than, any day's better than. Sometimes I wonder how life would be if you had stayed for February.
What's the first thing you're going to do once we're allowed to socially engage and interact with one another? Have you got a wish list of things like, man, that's the first thing I'm going to do? Is it going to be to play a show, to go to a show, to go see a family member or a specific friend? Or, I mean, what have you thought about that much? Man, I can't wait to do this.
I'm going to have everybody over and we're going to watch a movie together.
You're going to do movie club together. Indoors together.
Yeah, all the movie crew, and like, there, you know, there's people from all over the world. If they want to come, they're more than welcome to, but at least the people that can drive here, I want to have everybody that can make it over, and just, yeah, like, we're going to appreciate that stuff so much.
The little things, right?
My goodness, yeah, going out for Mexican food, like, you know, I maybe went out once or twice a week anyways. I don't live too far away, but I got everything I need here. But yeah, you don't miss it until it's gone.
Don't it always seem to go? Joni Mitchell said it best, didn't she? So you're staying sane. You sound really chipper. You sound like you're doing good. It looks like you're doing good.
Well, again, I had the luxury of, I kind of feel like I've gone through the emotional side of it. You know, grief happens in steps. So, I mean, 2 weeks ago, I wouldn't have been able to finish a sentence without breaking down. Stasis is a hard place to be when you're stuck in it and it's not changing and you don't know what's going to happen, but I've had some practice, so I'm getting better at it. But you know, if the people that are kind of it's starting to hit you and you're starting to feel overwhelmed, like, you know, you can look forward to this, that it gets better, and it's not going to always feel that stressful, I hope.
I think you need to brace yourself for, without contradicting what you just said too much and being too much of a downer, I do think we need to brace ourselves for worse to come before it does get better as well. And
totally, but all we
and
can
know
do is
that
what
it's
going to
be a fight. Yeah.
You know, there's the global battle, right? But as individuals, we're all in our little cells just trying to get through the day and find stuff to keep yourself busy. I mean, I know the feeling where it feels like, you know, the wave is just rushing up to the top of your head and you know, what am I going to do? Like, the anxiety associated with this just on a personal day-to-day basis is worth noting. But yeah, it's probably not going to end for a while. So, it's possible to perfect this moment.
Yeah, definitely.
Stress.
Yeah. I just bought a skipping rope, Billy. That's going to be my new hobby.
Oh, highly recommend. I got into boxing a while ago, and yeah.
Badass.
You can just stand there. You don't have to go anywhere.
Well, I was doing swimming. That's always been my favorite form of exercise, and obviously there won't be any swimming for a while. I mean, you imagine how many germs get spread in a pool. That's going to be one of the last things to return, isn't it, is public swimming baths. So I was like, I'm going to need a new hobby. I'm going to need a new form of exercise. And yeah, I went online onto eBay and got myself a little boxing-style skipping rope, because I've got it's only a small garden, but it's big enough for a bit of skipping. So
there you go. They toss so many chemicals in those pools, I think we'll be fine.
Maybe they're the safest place to be.
Yeah, we need a vaccine, like, not, you know, we're all, it's all, yep, on standstill until they can cure it.
Yeah, hopefully they'll get something sorted soon. What a weird and in some ways awful but in other ways interesting time to be alive. It's a crazy one, isn't it? As you say as well, this is the kind of stuff that's going to be taught in schools for generations to come, and stories will be passed down and shared. Like, it'll be like the war, won't it, when people had to really pull together.
Don't have TikTok videos of how they kept themselves busy.
It'll be interesting to see how well those things date. What was going on with humanity right then? Billy, let's make a pact. Let's check in every week and see how each other are doing, and you know, catch up and have a little chat, and you know, do this just for fun. This was obviously loads of fun, and it always is. But yeah, let's maintain the dialogue off the mics, and
absolutely,
and see how long this whole takes to blow over. The last song on your list, very sad song, this one to end on, Colin Hay. Even the title, Waiting for My Real Life to Begin. Bring it home in style. Tell us about this one, Billy. Then we'll go out crying together.
Man, is it sad, though? Like,
is it? I don't know. Yeah, good point.
This to me is the most hopeful one on the playlist because, okay. and maybe because I've lived with it for a while, and so I feel kind of on a different side of it. So this is another one that's been in my life for years. It was put on a mixtape, and I've put it on every mixtape I've made pretty much since that moment. And we've all been there where you're just like, any minute now, something's going to happen, you know, something's got to happen. And then that's when my life is going to start. Well, if you've never thought that before, this moment today is when people are definitely starting to think that, all right, well, when this is over, I'm going to get divorced. I'm going to quit my job. Like whatever crazy thing that's been on your horizon, you're looking right at it. But for me, it's like there's such a hopeful thing about that. It's like you can do that and you could have done this at any moment, any minute now. Your real life is going to begin. And I've been asking myself that question almost on a daily basis for a while. So this is maybe the saddest song you've ever heard, maybe not. Either way, waiting for my real life to begin.
I like it. Well, I've got to be honest, I only just dipped into it before chatting to you, so I didn't, you know, live with the lyrics for long enough to soak up what's really going on. But I like that idea. I do like that idea. It's almost like the final montage scene in a film, isn't it? You could imagine a song like this being used for that moment when everybody wakes up out of that slumber that's been holding them back for so long and goes, all right, it's going to be like this from now on. Okay, here we go.
Yeah.
I'm in.
It's going to happen soon, any minute now. And then you realize, oh man, I could have done this at any point. It's always been there.
Yeah, I guess some people just needed that push.
Global pandemic for the win.
Thank you so much, Billy.
Thank you, my friend.
Now my ship is coming in. I'll keep checking the horizon, and I'll stand on the bow and feel the waves come crashing. Crashing down, down, down on me. And you say, be still, my love. Open up your heart, let the light shine in. Don't you understand? I already have a plan. I'm waiting for my real life to begin. When I woke today, suddenly nothing happened. My dreams, I slew the dragon and down this beaten path, up this cobbled lane, walking in my old footsteps. Just be here now. Forget about the past. Your mask is wearing thin. Just let me throw one more dice. I know that I can win. I'm waiting for my real life to begin. Now, my ship is
numbers coming in. I'll keep checking the horizon. And I'll check my machine. It's sure to be that cold. It's gonna happen soon. Soon, or so very soon. It's just the time's a leap, and you say, be still, my love. Open up your heart, let the light shine in. Don't you understand? Oh, I already have a plan. I'm waiting for my real life to begin. Hey, 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 hey.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.